A suspect in the mailbox pipe bomb case has been taken into custody. 21-year-old Lucas John Helder was stopped east of Reno, Nevada this afternoon. The FBI wants to question him about 18 pipe bombs left in mailboxes in five states since Friday. Four letter carriers and two residents have been injured by the bombs. NPR's Marianne Akers has been covering the story and joins us. Marianne, what can you tell us about the circumstances of Mr. Helder's arrest?
Well, I just spoke with acting special FBI agent Terry Hulse in Reno, Nevada, and he said that the arrest did involve a high-speed chase just outside of Reno, about 30 miles outside of Reno. And then he was apprehended. Apparently, he was pulled over by the highway patrol there. And he was arrested. He was taken to a jail in Washtenaw County, Nevada, where he's now being held.
How did they find him? You mentioned the case and the Nevada Highway Patrol. The FBI had put out an all-points bulletin with a description of the car. Do you think it was just coincidence they spotted the car on the highway?
Well, you know, the special agent I spoke with wouldn't say exactly what led them to him. It seemed that they were tipped off, according to what was on the Associated Press and according to an agent I also spoke with in the Reno office before I was handed to the special agent. He wouldn't say exactly, but yes, there was an all-points bulletin earlier in the day. The FBI would not say why they were focusing on Helder, on this 21-year-old college student, but they did issue an all-points bulletin searching for him and saying that he was considered armed and dangerous.
Do you know what happens next? You mentioned him being moved to a local jail.
That's right. He was a few minutes ago being taken to the Washtenaw County Jail, and the FBI says that initially he'll be charged in Reno. At least that's where he will make his initial appearance. And the specifics of the charges are still being worked out. FBI agent Terry Hulse told me that the charges will certainly involve something about using bomb materials and transporting those bomb materials for acts of terrorism. Now, eventually he'll be taken to Iowa and Illinois, both places where pipe bombs exploded on Friday.
NPR's Marianne Akers. Thanks, Marianne.
You're welcome.